Is this thing on? Hello? Hello? It's not a professional operation. I'll do a more formal announcement about this sometime in the near future. But this is the basement. This is the basement set. Can't see the whole thing here, but it's pretty cool. In a few weeks, maybe the beginning of the year, I'm going to be launching a new show called The Basement, and it's going to be me having conversations with interesting people. So, another podcast. It should be fun, though. I don't know if anyone's going to watch it. I hope you do. The reason I'm popping on here is I just saw Sean Ryan's video that he just released a couple of hours ago that Congressman Dan Crenshaw is threatening to sue him for defamation because Sean is asking questions about how the congressman is making his money, stock trades and so forth. I thought we're allowed to ask questions of our government. They can sue us for that? Here's the thing. They can't. They can't. Congressman Dan. You know Dan. He's the guy with the patch. He's the pirate-looking fella. Threatening to sue. I've been threatened with lawsuits a few times in my life, certainly since doing my show. And I respond the same way to every threat. Bring it. Let's do it. See you in court. Let's do discovery. Let's do the whole thing. Let's drain each other's resources and waste each other's time. Let's do it. Because they never do. I'm reminded of a bar fight. You've been in a scrap. We've all been in a scrap now and then. If two dudes are yelling at each other, they're not going to fight. Right? If I'm being barked at, I'm not worried. It's the quiet guys you worry about. Guys that are going to fight, they just fight. So if you're going to sue, just sue. Don't threaten to sue because now you're calling attention to the whole thing.
On December 9th, 2025, I received a legal demand letter from lawyers representing Congressman Dan Crenshaw. They are threatening to sue me for defamation because of comments I made on my podcast about a message that he sent me. They want me to remove content, issue a public apology, and stop talking about him. I'm not going to do any of that.
So, I have questions about Dan's and Pelosi's and everybody's stock trades. It's one of those issues that every American agrees on. Is our elected officials shouldn't be allowed to insider trade. They shouldn't be allowed to trade at all. It should be blind trust, no trading, live on your salary or do something else.
I commented on my show about Congressman Crenshaw throwing an extremely expensive party and the fact that he seems to have become quite wealthy during his time in Congress.
Remember, Dan is the guy who complained when people asked him about his stock trades. He complained that they don't pay him enough money.
So, sure. Yeah, why not? Don't let us trade stocks. We'll just keep whipping ourselves. How about we don't make any money either? Just cut our paychecks. We haven't gotten a pay raise since 2008.
I think they started $170,000 a year. Full benefits. I think health care for life. That sounds nice. I don't know what your health insurance costs, but mine is crazy. So, maybe do something else if that's not enough dough for you, that you got to work the stock market. Dan's also the one who threatened violence against Tucker Carlson. Didn't he say something like if he sees him, he's going to kill him or something like that?
Have you ever met Tucker?
We've talked a lot. I haven't met him.
Violence and money. That's interesting. Because Dan looks like a pirate, right? What are pirates like? Pirates like violence and money. Hey, look, if you're going to look the part, might as well do it. So do I think Crenshaw is going to sue Sean? I doubt it. What a terrible mistake. This whole thing is such a terrible mistake. Who is running his PR? Because now we're all talking about it. And look, I don't have a platform like Sean's. You know, only a couple of million people watch my show, but you know that on the Y-Files, I speak truth to power. I look for government corruption, I call it out. I name the names. I tell you who I think should be in prison. Looking at you, James Clapper.
So what I wanted to see is if you could give me a yes or no answer to the question, does the NSA collect any type of data at all on millions or hundreds of millions of Americans?
No, sir.
It does not.
Not wittingly.
So now I'm going to follow this story. I'm going to follow the story about Congressman Dan, the lawsuit, all of it. And I'll do it on the Y-Files. I'll do it on the basement.
Here's my response. No. I'm publishing their full demand letter along with my lawyer's response so that you can read both and decide for yourself whether my interpretation was unreasonable. This isn't really about whether I misunderstood a message. This is about whether a sitting member of Congress can use the threat of an expensive litigation to silence criticism. I asked questions about Congressman Crenshaw's wealth. Those questions are fair game. He is a public official. He makes decisions that affect all of us. He trades stocks while having access to classified and non-public information. The public has a right to ask how he's getting rich while he's in office.
Anyway, we'll be following this closely. If there's anyone you'd like to see come in here and have a conversation, absolutely, Matt, we have to have Sean in here to talk about this. I don't know if you caught my talk with him a couple months ago. Pardon me, it's not a professional operation. But I think we had a very interesting conversation.
You are what me and my wife watch just about every night when we climb into bed. And so to meet you is pretty surreal. Thank you for coming.
At breakfast, and I said that. I said, I don't believe you, but it's very sweet. And I'll say it again, but it's very nice of you to say.
I think I could have done a better job, but I think it was a good conversation. I'd love to have him come in here, talk more about some of the things we have in common, some of the weird stories and conspiracies we both enjoy. But now, we gotta talk about this beef with Dan Crenshaw.
But if you think you're going to silence me with legal threats, you've badly miscalculated. I'm not going anywhere, and neither are the questions. Thank you, Dan. I'm sure we'll talk soon.
This is the new world. This is the media. We have the power. Not Dan. Not his attorneys. We have the power. The people have the power. They hate it. It's only going to get worse for them. And I'm here for it. And I hope you are too. I'll talk to you soon.